Hi, it's Morgan, creator of the Attic Monologues, here to tell you that we've launched a Patreon. We absolutely love making the Attic Monologues for you, and we'd love it all the more if we could eventually pay our team for all their hard work. So if you've been enjoying our show, if you're interested in bonus content, and if you have the means to do so, check out the link in the description. We've got a Patreon-only Discord server, episode scripts, song playlists, and more. We've even got author's notes on every episode that may have ended up being a little longer than I intended them to be. Like pages. But at the end of the day, we're just so glad you're listening and that you came back despite the episode 10 cliffhanger. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the second half of the first season. Welcome to the Attic Monologues. Episode 11, Slipping.
You've reached Mix Nicks. I'm probably rooting through my bag trying to find my phone right now, and I'll answer in 3, 2, 1. In which case, I'm probably asleep. Or my phone is under my laundry. Or dead. That's a very real possibility. Though whether I'm talking about me or my phone is up for debate. You should probably just text me. It's easier.
Hey, Nicks. It's Bella. Call me when you get this. Or text me. Just want to check that you're doing okay. It's been a few hours, you know, so if you could just let me know that you're, like, alive, that would be great. Yeah. Please. Just call me. Love you.
You've reached Mix Nicks. I'm probably...
Hey, Bella, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. You?
Oh, I'm having a nightmare of a time. My youngest brother decided to eat my lip gloss, all of it. Now he's throwing up and I have to look after him, which is grim. It's sparkly and pink. Oh. Anyway, probably TMI. What's up with you?
Have you seen Nicks?
No, sorry. Last time I talked to them was yesterday, I think. Why? What's happened?
I'm hoping it's nothing. They just got kind of stressed and stormed out of the flat. And now I haven't seen them in 7 hours.
I'm sure they're fine, Bella. They wander off all the time. Remember that one time they vanished from my end of GCSEs party and we found them 2 miles away trying to walk home?
Yeah. I know, they're probably fine. I'm just worried, you know? They were really stressed.
I'll keep an eye out, okay? Have you checked their story or anything?
Nothing on Instagram or Snapchat. They've got their location turned off.
Damn.
Yeah.
If they still haven't turned up in an hour, call me. I'll come to you.
What about your brother?
He can suffer the consequences of his own actions. I'll just stick him in front of the TV with a sick bowl and a blanket. He'll be fine.
Okay. Thanks, though.
No problem. But I'm sure everything's fine.
Bella? What time is it?
Sorry. Did I wake you?
No, it's all right. What's up?
Have you heard from Nicks?
No, not recently. Why? Have they gone missing again?
Not like usual. We weren't out and we weren't drinking. Their phone is dead.
How long?
Hours.
Okay, I'm coming.
You don't need to.
2 pairs of eyes are better than one. We can go out, check all their usual haunts. They're bound to turn up eventually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll text Lola. Thank you, Seth.
Take a breath, Bella. Eat something before you leave. Drink some water. Please?
I will.
Hello?
You've reached Mix Nicks. I'm probably rooting through my bag trying to find my phone right now, and I'll answer in 3, 2, 1. In which case, I'm probably asleep. Or my phone is under my laundry. Or dead. That's a very real possibility. Though whether I'm talking about me or my phone is up for debate. You should probably just text me. It's easier.
Nix. I'm not. I'm sure you just let your phone run out of battery or threw it into the river again because you got mad at it or something. But I'm starting to stress out, so if you get this at all, please, come home. It's been hours. I need to hear from you. I need to know you're safe. Call me or use a payphone or... There's no point in leaving this message, is there? You won't get it, even if you are alive and not dead in a ditch somewhere. Please, God, don't be dead.
Lola, hi.
Hey, kid, have you seen your wayward sibling by any chance?
Nix isn't here. Have they run away again?
Yeah, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Don't tell your mum, okay?
I'm not very good at lying.
Then pretend you're sick and refuse to talk to her.
That's lying.
Ollie, please, work with me here.
Can I come help look for them?
You are a child.
I'm nearly 15.
Like I said, just keep an eye out, please. Call me or Bella or Seth if you see them.
Fine. But you guys all have to come over for dinner next week.
Sure, kid.
Hey, Bella. Did you forget your keys again?
Hey, Sam. No, I didn't. Listen, have you seen Nix recently?
Define recently.
In the last couple of hours?
No, sorry. I saw them getting cereal from the kitchen at, like, 1 a.m. last night. But not since then. I've been out of the library all day. I only just got back. Why?
I just... Can you let me know if they come home?
Sure. Should I be worried? Is there anything I can do to help?
No, just let me know. They've gone missing and it could be nothing. But it could be something. So I just want to cover all our bases. I'm out looking right now.
You got it. I'll let you know. I'm sure they're fine, though. Lots of people get lost on a night out and Nix is already brilliant at wandering off.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be fine.
You've reached Mix Nix. I'm probably rooting through my bag trying to find my phone right now, and I'll answer in 3, 2, 1. In which case, I'm probably asleep. Or my phone is under my laundry. Or dead. That's a very real possibility. Though whether I'm talking about me or my phone is up for debate. You should probably just text me. It's easier.
Nix Ryland, get your head out of your ass and go home. I swear to God, this is not funny. If you're dead, I will learn magic and resurrect you from the dead just so I can kill you again. Do you hear me? I don't mean it, Nix. Just come home safe, okay, please? I need you to be okay. Bella? Bella, I can't hear you. Where are you?
The storm is messing with my signal, I think. I'm just walking through Soho.
Alone?
I'll be fine. Any luck on your end?
No. We've checked everywhere we can think of, but nothing. Maybe we should...
No. No, not yet.
Okay. Then what?
I have one more idea. I'm just walking there now. I'll call you back as soon as I...
As soon as you... What? Bella?
Hang on. Nix! Nix!
Are they?
I think I saw them outside Heaven.
The club?
No, the place Christians go when they die.
Okay, okay. Are they okay?
Nix?
Bells? Are you... Is that you? What are you doing here?
What the hell are you doing here? Are you okay? Where have you been?
I was... I'm fine. Fine. Perfecto. Awesome sauce. I was out. And there were people. And we were drinking, but... I think I lost them. Maybe they went into the club without me.
Where are you going?
To find them!
Nix, you can barely stand. And you don't know these people.
Everyone's a stranger on the first go-around.
We're leaving.
You're such a spoil sport, Bella. I'm having fun. Remember fun?
Where's your phone?
I must have lost it. Wasn't I wearing a jumper when I left? Bella, where's my... Have you seen my jumper? Bella, I don't remember taking it off.
Lola? I found them.
I heard. We're coming to you.
Is that Lola?
Meet us at the Caramel and Co.
Why are you on the phone to Lola?
The cafe?
Yeah, the cafe. We'll see you there.
Okay. You're okay. You're okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to worry you.
No, it's okay. You've done nothing wrong.
But I scared you all.
You're safe now, so everything's okay. As long as you're safe.
Here, blankets. Get warm. I'll get the coffee machine up and running. Everyone okay with hot chocolate or tea?
Thank you.
Of all the nights to choose to go out.
You look like drowned rats.
Helpful, but you're not wrong.
It wasn't raining. Earlier. I wasn't out that long.
You were out for hours. Like the whole day.
But I don't... I'm sorry.
Just focus on getting warm, Nix.
You're all welcome to sleep here tonight. I have beds, and I don't want you wandering across London at this hour.
You're lucky you don't have hypothermia. I wouldn't leave them alone tonight.
We won't. This isn't...
We've done this before.
Bella? Bells, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you mad at me? Bella.
I can't do this.
Bella, you shouldn't...
I won't go far. I promise.
She hates me.
She doesn't hate you.
Yes, she does. Her face, I've never seen her so... Bella hates me now.
She doesn't hate you, Nix. She's just angry. You scared the hell out of her. Out of all of us. She deserves a little anger right now.
She hates me.
She just spent the last day searching for you across the whole city in the middle of a storm. She called me, Lola, your brother. She posted it on Instagram. We nearly called the bloody police. You vanish without a trace for almost a whole day, and she spends the entire time out of her mind with worry that she's going to wake up to a phone call, that you've been hurt, that someone's found you in a ditch, or even worse, that no one's going to find you at all. She's your emergency contact, Nix. Did you think about that? Can you imagine how she felt waiting for a phone call like that? Can you understand why she might be angry that she finds you drunk off your face wandering around in the rain alone in central London?
I'm sorry.
Good. Maybe then you won't screw up so badly again.
Are you mad at me?
No, Nix. I'm not mad at you. Because this is hardly a surprise to me anymore. But Bella thinks you hung the moon. And she always thinks this will be the last time. She actually believes you when you promise to stop. So it hurts all the more when you don't. Look, Nix, we shouldn't have this conversation tonight. You're too drunk. You probably won't even remember most of this. Right now, all that matters is you're safe. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you you didn't screw up, because you did. But I'm not going to yell at you either, because I'm bloody glad you're safe. So, drink some tea, eat something, get some sleep. And in the morning, you can apologise. To Bella, at least. She deserves that much.
Okay.
Should someone should go check on Bella.
I'll go talk to the Crow. The rest of you are in good hands.
Chocolate for all.
Oh, thank you. I thought my fingers were going to freeze off.
Not in my cafe, if you please. I'm pretty sure body parts are a health code violation.
Ah, right. I'll be sure to step out if I feel them falling off.
Thank you. I'm going to go check on the others. You three good here? Good.
Do you know what happened?
No. Bella wouldn't say.
I'm worried about them. Both of them, that is.
Are we ever not?
Good point.
Like I said before, there's no point worrying about it now. You know the drill. Tomorrow, Nix won't remember any of this. They won't touch any alcohol for a few weeks, and then...
I get it, Seth. You don't need to keep going on. They screwed up. They know they screwed up. Treating them like a lost cause will only make them one. We saw the signs. We didn't do anything. That's on us.
They didn't do anything either.
We don't know that, do we? Because we haven't seen each other properly in weeks, and they were already...
A mess?
Yes, a mess. They were already a mess at your birthday.
I'm not gonna say they're always a mess.
Good. Because I can't deal with you being a smartass right now.
But I see your point. We're supposed to do better. All of us.
What if it was this bad last year and neither of us noticed? How are we all in the same city again and still...
Let's think about it tomorrow, Lola. I can't right now.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll go grab Ambrose. He's probably the only one strong enough to carry Nix to bed. I'm just glad they're safe.
Thank you for listening to The Attic Monologues. Today's episode was written and produced by Morgan Greensmith. It was directed and script edited by Elam Kluhesi. The sound design was by Anna Leclerc, and the theme tune was composed by Wookie Morrison. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Atlas Morgan as Nix Ryland,
Anne Lorion as Bella Crow,
Roya Garby as Lola Brodeur,
Ben Tallison as Seth Entham,
Alex Abrahams as Ollie Ryland,
Kit Lovick as Sam Harris,
Joseph Lowland as Ambrose Trulaw,
Tony K. Gidman as Athry Dane.
The logo was designed by Ailey Lang. The social media is run by Soren Briarwood. Find us on Twitter at Attic Monologues and on Tumblr, Instagram and Facebook at The Attic Monologues. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sending us some love through our Ko-fi. You can find us at www.ko-fi.com/theatticmonologues. Or maybe just leave a rating and review. Or you could even tell a friend you think might enjoy oblivious romantics, creeping fantasy elements, and existential crises to listen. Any comments or questions, shoot us a message over our socials or email us at theatticmonologues@gmail.com. Again, from all of our team, thank you so much for listening. Episode 12, Like a Writing Desk, will be out on March 30th. See you then!
It's happening again, isn't it?
Looks like it. Promise me something.
What?
Don't be a hero.
Athri.
I mean it, Ambrose. Not everything is a problem for you to fix. Not everyone needs you.
They will.
How long can you keep giving to other people until there's nothing left of you? You're not responsible for the world.
Neither is anyone else.
That doesn't make it your job.
I think it does.
What do you think is stupid?
Wow, thank you.
You know what I mean. I don't. I can't. I won't.
I know, Athri. I know.
I really hate you. And you're bloody harsh of gold sometimes, you know.
That's what you get for marrying a nice guy like me.
Oh, you're right. I should have picked one of the arseholes at the library. Much less complicated.
God, no. Can you imagine marrying someone who works at the library?
Oh, you're hilarious, sunshine.
I try.
I love you. You know that.
I do. Yeah. I love you too.
Good. Well, what do you want to do next, I guess?
Spiritsford is a normal town, just like yours or mine. It's a nice town, a nice, ordinary town. It has everything a nice, normal, ordinary town should have. A school, a park, a river, eyes, teeth, feelings. The town watches, and the town knows, and it decides who gets to stay and who gets to leave. And Spiritsford has eyes on every wall, eyes that seem to follow you as you walk down the cobbled street. You know you are being watched. You know you are being followed. But you carry on with your day. Because, of course, this is just a normal town. And these are all just normal town things. And obviously our townsfolk are normal too. Just ask the local wizards. They'll tell you themselves that everything going on here is perfectly normal. And there's nothing strange going on here at all.
The Children of Room 56 is a queer horror podcast distributed by the Listless Network. Episode 1, The Disappearance of Chip Romero, Part 1, will release in April 2022. We hope to see you then.